written this morning is from Matthew chapter 13, parable of the sower. And we'll be reading from verse 1 to 9 and then 18 to 23. It's Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside, where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it, while the crowd stood on the shore. He used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. The seed soon sprouted, because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burned up the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grains, others 60, and others 30. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears. Listen then and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom, but do not understand it, are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly, as soon as they hear it, but it doesn't sink into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love of riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. And the seeds sown in the good soil stand for those that hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. Amen. And the Lord bless us, readings from this morning.